Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all go learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. TF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Enter to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause he ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all precious, stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're strolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big X Dale, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop. Legendary status, Big XL, Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all go learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable, it's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. TF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Enter to the street, so we know just what is needed. Underground, staying down cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all precious, stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're strolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop. Legendary status, Big XL, Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all go learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable, it's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. TF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Enter to the street, so we know just what is needed. Underground, staying down cause he ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all precious, stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're strolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop. Legendary status, Big XL, Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF.
Where y'all gonna learn, man?
You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. Yeah. PZAKTM fries and jewels, but they edible. Wow. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. Yeah. This is where you find what is popping for the culture, where we keeping it all precious. Stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're strolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big X Dale, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop. Legendary status, Big XL, Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF.
Where y'all gonna learn, man?
You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. Yeah. PZAKTM fries and jewels, but they edible. Wow. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Yeah. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Nope. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. Underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture, where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're strolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big X Dale, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop. Legendary status, Big XL, Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZAKTM fries and jewels, but they edible. Wow. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. Underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture, where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're strolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big X Dale, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop. Legendary status, Big XL, Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't.
can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. Peasy, AKTM, fries and jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary sadness, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture, where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Vic got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Vic XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop. Legendary status, Big XL, Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. Peasy, AKTM, fries and jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary sadness, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture, where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Vic got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Vic XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
What up, world? It's your boy Vic XL, Riding Dirty Radio, the show that bridges the gap between hip-hop and everyday life, giving a voice to the voices, giving a voice to those who might not have an opportunity to speak on other platforms. We are the platform for you to get yours off. We are the place where you can come speak your truth without being worried about being constricted or restricted. Now, before we get into our guest, because I'm gonna keep the intro short, I want to just let y'all know, make sure y'all follow us on all social media at Riding Dirty Radio, RIDINDURTYRADIO. Make sure you go to your favorite streaming platform and check us out. And also make sure you check us out every Thursday night, Friday morning, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is my honor and my pleasure. I've had an opportunity to talk to this gentleman before, but we're about to get it in again. He's an amazing, amazing reggae artist. And let me get him brought up here. Make sure y'all check out our YouTube channel, Riding Dirty Radio. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we got artists on the line. And I'm about to tear his name up. So, you know what? Instead of me slaughtering his name, my guy, introduce yourself to the people. I know it's Imane. I messed it up last time. I'm not going to do it this time. Say your name for the people.
Yeah, that's all right, my brother. The name is Imanifeste Caduce. But for easy, short, just say Caduce for easy. Caduce. It's easy for English-speaking people to say Caduce. Yeah.
Caduce. All right. Caduce. Let's get in.
Caduce.
First of all, it's an honor and a pleasure to be talking to you. We've talked before. I'm glad to have you back on the platform. How you been doing?
Everything is up full and bright. How are you, my brother?
Man, I have no complaint. The weather is changing, and, you know, I love the warm weather, so it's all good on my end.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
right. I'm very honored and humbled to have you here again. Man, let's bring people up to speed. Let the world know where you are from.
Well, we identify with the motherland, Mama Africa, and I'm a bit of everything. Let's put it like that. But we identify as original indigenous people. You know, the question where you're from is a very loaded question, you know, because as individuals who sing music, we very deep. So when you're asking me, a person as myself, where I'm from, that could be a 2-3 hour or more conversation, you know. So I'm not saying we're from the motherland. I just keep it simple like that. You know, but we do got some family in Jamaica. We got family in Panama. But like I said, if to get all dissecting, it's going to take more long. And, you know, we identify. You see, every set of black people has some kind of original trait that comes from the original set of people, you know. So if you trace all the uniqueness of every group of melanated people, you're going to find traits that trace to the original people. That's why I'm saying we come from the motherland. You know, to understand what I'm dealing with, it's just easy to know, say we come from the motherland. Simple, you know?
Okay. All right. All right, what was your introduction to the music? When did you get into creating music?
1988, 1989, at the tender age of 8 or 9 years old. And my father is in the music business. His name is Copeland Forbes. He's a very big industry person in the industry. He used to manage Peter Tosh. He was tour manager for Bob Marley. And he's extensive. He has a book out right now called Reggae My Life Is. That's in all bookstores. That's my dad. So I was basically born into the industry before realizing I was in the industry, you know, namely the reggae industry, which you still know the reggae industry is part of the major music industry. Because my father was managing Peter Tosh at the time when Peter Tosh was signed to Rolling Stones, which, you know, that's Mick Jagger. So that's what I'm saying is reggae industry, but it's part of the main music industry. So I was born into it, basically, you know. Industry-wise, I was born into it, and at the age of 8 or 9, that's when I started creating it.
Okay. At 8 or 9, I mean, being born into the industry is one thing, but 8 or 9, how did you realize you even had the talent?
Well, prior to that, I was drawing. I was exploring creativity without realizing that's what I was doing. I was drawing. I was creating my own cartoons, making my own stories in my own cartoons. I was very creative as a youth, but we always loved music. So actually, it was after watching me and one of my cousins in the Bronx, after watching Apollo Amateur Night. One night, we used to do that religiously. Every Saturday night, it used to come on in New York City. So basically, it was after watching some rappers rap one time. I said to my cousin, "Yeah, let's be rappers." So it actually started in hip-hop, rap. And then about 2 years later, I started doing reggae dance all along with it, you know. So that's why we have both of that in us, you know, the hip-hop plus the reggae in us, you know. Because the actual song that we're going to play today is actually really a hip-hop track, which is basically the only thing I've brought to you so far, because this is our second time. And last time it was a song called Crooked Cop, which is hip-hop as well. And this one is hip-hop as well, called Real Killers Niggas. But the difference still is in production. The Crooked Cop, we don't own the production. This is actually original production from my producer, the one that we're going to play today, you know. So it started from hip-hop, and then it went into reggae dancehall about a year or two later, so around 1990. Yeah, that's when I started doing reggae dancehall, you know. So it was just off of the vibes of just watching Showtime at the Apollo, which we did every Saturday night. And it was just one time, I said, let's just be rappers, to my cousin. And then we started doing that, then it extended into the reggae about a year to 2 years later. You know?
As an artist, which one is easier for you to create, the reggae dancehall or the hip-hop?
All right, you see, I've evolved so much. My story could take hours, but to keep it concise, very concise, at this point in my life for the past 2 decades, I'm very much deep into my spirituality as Rastafari, right? So vocally, I'm first and foremost a chanter. And to explain something now, I born 1980, the beginning of the year, right? When I say 8 or 9 years old, you know, that's 1988, 1989. You always just look at the last digit and you can see my age, basically. I was born January 2nd, 1980, flesh-wise. So when I got into my 20s, I got extremely sure about spirituality. At the same time, I got extremely unsure about the industry. So for basically the whole of my 20s, up to like about 2011, between, all right, so between the year 2000 about and 2011, I was completely unsure about the industry, but completely sure about my spirituality. So during that time, getting more deeper in our studies and spirituality, so, which was always really going on that path since we was born before we realized it. It just became a point where I was like, I'm looking at the industry for what it is, and I seeing it's not really good. So, so then it was about 2011. I'm about 31 years old at that point. Right now I'm 43, so you're talking about 12 years about ago. That's when I came with Karasta Music Records. And basically, originally with Karasta Music Records, I was just going to stick to roots culture, reggae, not necessarily really the dancey stuff, more the message music that's more slow and more melodic, though. But then since I do have the hip-hop and the dancehall in me already, a few years down the line after I started Karasta Music Records, I put out the mixtape, which had the song Cookie Cup on it, which was the song that introduced me and you. So that was a few years after I got sure again about music, which was a few years after I started Karasta Music Records. And I actually do have an album that's a reggae album called Book of Heights, Kush Kamet Israel, that was released prior to that mixtape. The first project, when me and you met, it wasn't my first project at Karasta Music Records. That was my second project, which was the mixtape, which I wasn't even planning to do that type of music again, you know. So me, you never heard nothing that was prior to that, though. But I did have a reggae album, which still had different vibes on it. I say reggae, but there's always a little fusion, because my producer, he's fusion, same way with reggae and hip-hop. So even if vocally I may be one or the other, or mixing both, the instrumentals, it may be one or the other, or mixing both same way. So sonically-wise, the album was mostly reggae, but still had a bit of, like, hip-hop vibes in the production and even in some of the vocals, you know. But it was mostly reggae. Album called Book of Ice, Kush Kamet Israel, that was released to our label, Karasta Music Records. And on that note, I want to big up my producer, Fala Rastown. You know, he's the main producer I work with, and he's the producer of the track we're going to play today, which is actually for a new project called Negus Nagas Volume 1, a song called Real Killers Niggas, or better to pronounce it, Reheal, with the word heal and the word real. Reheal Killers Niggas. I know this is a podcast and everything online people can visually read for themselves. So anything that I say that sounds odd or you're not catching, just read the, you know, read the website, read the podcast, read our names, and you see what I'm saying. Negus Nagas Volume 1, and the song is called Real Killers Niggas, and it's more so a hip-hop song. Terms of the song we're going to play today, you know. But it's just bringing you up to speed, because like I said, it's decades of me doing music and then, you know, period off. So that's why I'm like, from about 2011 to now, it's Karasta Music Records. And then initially it was still roots reggae, and then I did the mixtape, which brought me and you together with the Cookie Cup, which was from the mixtape. And then now it's today, which is a new album, which is still going to be mostly reggae. This is the only hip-hop that's on this album. It's 10 tracks. And the song we're going to play today is the only hip-hop one. That's why you came to mind, because I'm like, I know this is more so a hip-hop program. Even though you have me listed as a reggae artist, but I've yet to really bring a real reggae track to you. But,
right.
You know, as I say, we're multi-genre. And just to make sure I answer your question, is that I see myself firstly as a chanter. A chanter meaning basically a person who uses his voice for words, sound, and power. Chanting is more melodic. If people listen to this album, in the reggae songs, you'll hear me more chanting. You know, when it comes to rap, of course, I'm more so rapping. Chanting is like singing, but it's more like spiritual singing. And like I said, listen to the rest of this album. This album is not yet out, but it's going to be available only through us, which is karastamusic@gmail.com, karastamusic@gmail.com. Music spelled with an E, not an I, karastamusic@gmail.com. That's the only way you can access this album. This album is not going to be available on any streaming platform. No streaming platform, no digital, no nothing like that. It's only available through us. I'm in the beginning of starting up a distribution network by the name of a Firecom Music House Distribution. And that's what it is right now. So it's this project right now called Negus Nagas Volume 1, 10-song project. 9 of those songs is basically roots reggae. And the last track on the album is actually the track we're going to play today, which is the only hip-hop rap track called Real Killers Niggas. And it's a various artist album. It's not a solo album. So this album, it's still mostly me, but it does feature other artists. I remember on our first interview, you asked me if I'm the flagship artist. At that time, I didn't have much people recording. I still don't, because it's hard to get adults into the studio who have so much responsibilities, you know. But I was able to get some of my artists on this project here. So It's mostly me, but you're going to hear some other artists on this project. But this song today is one of my solos that's on it. Yeah.
All right. Now, for the people who don't know, all right, you mentioned being a chatter. Like, who are some of the notable chanters? A chanter. Being a chanter. Who are some of the more notable chanters that people might recognize? Because a lot of people just think reggae, and they don't know there's roots reggae. They don't know dancehall. They don't know it branches off into different styles. So who would be considered some of the people of your genre?
Well, you see, the thing about it is this, right? I know we only have a few minutes, so to really keep it concise, you know, chanting is really not really a world thing, but we incorporate the chanting in the world music. Chanting is, Rastafari is really something that's really not really a world thing, like ones that live in the hills away from society, you know, kind of like a monk. So the music of chanting is more that kind of vibration, but you do have certain artists who are really Rastafari, but they're going to the music world. In reggae and other genres, and they're doing the same thing that I'm doing, so it's a mix. You know, you hear the chanting, which I say the chant is more melodic singing. As I say, the people, they'll listen to this album and they'll hear me chanting on other tracks. You know what I mean? Every other track I'm basically chanting on more so. Chanting, when I'm saying chanting, I'm saying the word chant, C-H-A-N-T, not the word chat, C-H-A-T, although we do that, which is on the dancehall, but you know, in dancehall, we really say DJ. D-E-E-J-A-Y. DJ is D-E-E-J-A-Y. In dancehall world, that's the person on the microphone that's chatting lyrics. The equivalent of what hip-hop calls MC or rap. You know? Selector in dancehall world, that's the equivalent to everybody else's DJ. And I know most people don't realize that, you know. So, for instance, Shabba Ranks is a DJ. Doesn't mean he's behind the turntables. No, it means he's on the microphone. In dancehall culture, we call a person who's on the microphone chatting lyrics, equivalent to rap and hip-hop, we call him the DJ. He's my DJ. They might say, yeah, Vibe Cartel, I'm a DJ, you know. Yeah, I'm known for DJ lyrics. You follow? So the dancehall vibe, Shabba Ranks, all of them, Supercat, they were all in dancehall world, is considered DJ. D-E-E-J-A-Y. Selector, you know, come down selector. I know a lot of people caught on to that, though, but that is the equivalent term for a DJ. We don't call the selector DJ in dancehall world. However, because everything is international now, you're going to see dancehall sound systems or selectors maybe using the name DJ. That's true. They're trying to reach to the broader world, you know. But as I say, you have artists like Sizzler, you have artists like Jah Mason that you could compare me to. You have artists like Midnight, also known as Akabeka, also known as Von Benjamin, I've been compared to. But as I say, the best thing to do is when this album is available, you just get the album through karastamusic@gmail.com, and you will hear exactly what I'm saying. Because to talk about it, you know, it's like talking about food, you know. It's best I just give you the food and then you experience the food, you know. But just to make the people know, artists like Sizzler, you could compare me to artists like Jah Mason. You could compare me to artists like Von Benjamin from the group Midnight, also known as Akabeka. You can compare me to in terms of that realms of us. But just to make it known and clear, we're multi-genre, but basically roots reggae. And as I say again, chanting is more a spiritual thing where it's not necessarily people going to go into the reggae world with it. That's more like what we call Naya Bingi, where we're beating drums and we're clapping our hands and we're singing. You know, it's more like a churchical kind of vibe, but it's more ancient African indigenous in the sense of the vibe still, you know, if you understand what I'm saying. That's what chanting really is. So we're really bringing that spirituality and mixing it in with the world music, which is the rap and the dancehall and, you know, and the reggae singing same way, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. All right, I got one question before we drop the record. Okay. Why are you choosing not to use a streaming platform?
Because we only get paid percent of a penny per stream, and it's the same mentality of when artists were signed to the majors and one album on hard copy that would sell for, let's say, $20 about, the artists would barely get $2, lucky if they get $1 off of that album for every copy sold. So I see it's the same people, it's the same corporations, it's the same entities that control the so-called independent music industry, you know, because which artist is going to agree to getting paid a percent of a penny. Like, literally, we're saying percent of a penny for a stream. I'm talking about 0.003358. Like, what is that? I don't know no artist didn't agree to that. So when I'm saying, to be clear, we're talking of distribution companies that's streaming distribution companies. So we're talking of the DistroKids. We're talking of the TuneCores. We're talking of the CD Babies and a slew of others, right? Yeah. They are still owned by the same majors, which is the same people that control Sony and Warner Brothers and Universal Music Group, also known as UMG. But I'll keep it at that, though. So I'm saying we want to control our own destiny, and the meditation was always to have our businesses and our brands all based in Mama Africa. You know what I mean? That's why the identity is Mama Africa, specifically Ghana for us, me and my people, we're going to go to. You know what I mean? In terms of living, in terms of doing our business, Ghana, but definitely Mother Africa. You know, so my business is not even registered yet. They're going to be registered in the motherland. It's just true we haven't done business yet. So it's to make sure that we actually are in full control of the systems that we're dealing with. Hence why I'm saying a Afayaka Music Art Distribution. When people look on the cover art, they're going to see the label, Karasta Music Records, but they're also going to see a Afayaka Music Art Distribution, which is basically a network of ones that I have set up in different places in the motherland, mainly in Ghana, as well as South Africa, as well as Kenya and certain other places, as well as other places like in the Caribbean, Haiti, Jamaica, as well as certain places in the USA in terms of New York City, where I'm at right now, and Florida, and also Texas, and also certain places in Europe. When I'm talking of this distribution network, so I have individuals in these places that I just mentioned that's going to be helping us push the product. Initially, it's not going to be for sale because we don't have anything registered officially as business, and this is our first time doing it, so you know, to be paying fees and all these things for a business, even if you're going to register it in Africa, you still got to go through the whole process. So at first, we're really offering this album, and we're just asking for donations. So it's not really a set price for it, whatever person wants to pay for it as. But as I say, this is only going to be available on compact disc. Our goal is to have all music only or mainly available on vinyl, but vinyl is a longer and costly process. This is more quicker in terms of physical. Because I'm done with the streaming. That's a whole other conversation to talk about it. But if you're from old school, you'd understand where I'm coming from. You know what I mean? You're giving somebody experience when they have something to hold. And can you autograph or sign, you know, a person's phone? Probably. But I know when you have a CD in your hand or a vinyl, you can sign that, you know, and that's a collectible. That's a physical collectible right there. Streams, that Spotify shuts down, or if you lose Wi-Fi, that's it, right? Your Bluetooth gone. Yep. You know, but you have a CD player or something to play CD and you're good. Or if it's vinyl and you have a vinyl player, you're good. Just take care of the CD and the vinyl like anything, you know. But it's to give people something physical, especially this generation for the past 2 decades who hasn't really experienced the physical contact, you know, this or the vinyl, you know. So that's the reason why we're moving away from the streaming, so we can control our destinies.
Got you. All right, so our time is about up here, so do me a favor. Again, let the people know how to contact you when it comes to social media and how they can get their hands on that project via the donation, and when will you actually be releasing it?
KarastaMusic@gmail.com. That's the main place, KarastaMusic@gmail.com. In terms of social media, my social media is always shaky, and the next time they prevent me from getting on, that's it. It's just straight to the Gmail. That's why I'm emphasizing the Gmail, because my music is another reason also. It's controversial, so that's why I'm just giving them the Gmail. But I am on IG as Karasta Music Records with the underscore line between Karasta Music as well as between Music and Records. So Karasta underscore line, Music underscore line, Records, Music spelled with an E, not an I. But as I say, remember the Gmail mostly, because you may not see me on the social media no more because they may just block me again. Because our music is controversial, you know, to them at least, you know.
All right. Do me a favor. Introduce the record to the world.
Song called Rehill Killers Niggas from the upcoming album, Negus Nagas Volume 1, soon to be released. Y'all just check my social media, Karasta Music Records, I'm Memphis Kadus. Yeah.
Appreciate it, my G.
I'm tired of hearing niggas shooting niggas. I'm tired of hearing niggas killing niggas. Shorty show me where them real killers. Ready for pull them triggers and kill us on slave master. I'm tired of hearing niggas shooting niggas. I'm tired of hearing niggas killing niggas. Shorty show me where them real killers. Ready for pull them triggers and kill us as slave master. Cross the music record. Historically, who and what is the cracker? The cracker is the same colonial slave master who cracked the whip on the backs of blacks, so we called him cracker for that. I'm tired of hearing niggas shooting niggas. I'm tired of hearing niggas killing niggas. Shorty show me where them real killers. Ready for pull them triggers and kill us on slave master. Cause the Ku Klux Klan is recruiting. I said the Ku Klux Klan is recruiting. So shooter, tell me what we shooting. Gang, gang, beefing black women and children. Real militancy, QEP new day. Black Panther, see slave master and shooting. Now that's gangster, yeah, run down on that system with an extent. And attack the government for attacking the innocent. Show you how I make the blood drip from that Confederate redneck. Drill a few bullets in him. I'm blood up to two plus plan outfit. Or better yet, can direct net by his neck. To the meta finexer, more red. And we gon' have a picnic and we gon' celebrate it. For murdering our sons, I'm raping our moms. I'm firing our guns, the colonial criminals. Ugly beast cannibals, the worst of animals. My blood cold when I kill cold-blooded murderers. Wicked politician and grand wizard. Hollywood magician and sorcerers. Shape-shifting reptilian lizards and KKK officers. My blood cold when I kill the evil vampire. I'm tired of hearing niggas shooting niggas. I'm tired of hearing niggas killing niggas. Shorty show me where them real killers. Ready for pull them triggers and kill us on slave master. Cause the Ku Klux Klan is recruiting. I said the Ku Klux Klan is recruiting. So shooter, tell me what we shooting. Gang, gang, defend black women and children. Cracker government gave us the drugs and guns in the crack house they call the trap. Rap entertainment, rappers in imprisonment, government getting paid from all of that. A lot of niggas in the bed, they're just for the cheese. A lot of the rappers turn out to be rats, by shooters in the streets, to escape police. Risking life for the bloody cash, slave patrol and Jim Crow. 13 Amendment law made for the blacks, runaway slave, try to get away. Yet this slip catch, a job is to catch. And way higher on a tree, I see strange fruit. High up on a tree, I see strange truth. Oh, what a scary truth, I see strange truth. And my blood runs cold. Every time I hear the crack of a whip, my blood runs cold, cold, cold. I'm tired of hearing niggas shooting niggas. I'm tired of hearing niggas killing niggas. Shorty show me where them real killers. Ready to pull them triggers and kill us on slave master. Cause the Ku Klux Klan is recruiting. I said the Ku Klux Klan is recruiting. So shooter, tell me what we shooting. Gang, gang, defend black women and children.
Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey says KKK is invisible government of the USA.